W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Life Lessons from the Amazon, A Guide to Life from One Epic Jungle Adventure by Pip Stewart, narrated by the author.
For the people of Masa Kanari, Kiwanhi, thank you for making this expedition possible. Author's note. As you navigate your own journey through life, I do hope this book may be of assistance. However, it may not be, so it's probably best to be clear about that from the get-go. What follows are reflections born from near-death experiences, literal blood, sweat, and tears, and a flesh-eating parasite thrown in for good measure. Experience has been my greatest teacher, and I hope to share some of the lessons I've learned. However, take these words with a pinch of salt. They're not a quick fix to achieve happiness, nor would I want them to be. Life is beautifully messy, and striving for something other than that will always be like paddling upstream. I'm not sure the term explorer has much credence in modern life. However, I think a desire to explore lurks deep within some of us, that alluring pull to understand what exists beyond our horizons. It's partly why I found myself embarking on a life-changing river journey, joining a multinational team and attempting a world-first source-to-sea kayak expedition. The siren song of adventure would lead us up mountains and through dense jungle before depositing us at the mouth of an ocean. The river offered us a chance to deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Our journey would be an exploration of life. I've ventured into the wilderness before, however this expedition would be the most remote I'd ever been on, and my teammates and I would spend nearly 3 months in the rainforest in one of the most isolated and unexplored parts of the planet. The world first bit wasn't what appealed. I was drawn to the opportunity to escape in this hyper-connected world. A chance to go off-grid, at least for a while, to return to a more natural way of living, to explore what really matters in life. Learnings I'd love to share with you. Perhaps, ironically, much of what we discovered could have been learned from home. But then that's part of the point of this book. Daily life is echoed in the extreme and vice versa. I often think people are either running from something or towards something. In my case, if I'm honest, I was running from the feeling that somehow I wasn't making the most of my life. A fear of not fully living. In this busy, fast-paced world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. I know I do. Fear prepares.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?